Flight has defined most of John Glenn's life. Born in Cambridge, Ohio, he attended nearby Muskegon College before entering a naval aviation program in 1942. He served as a fighter pilot in both World War II and the Korean conflict. In 1954, he completed training as a test pilot, and in 1957, Colonel John Glenn made the first transcontinental nonstop supersonic flight. In 1959, he was one of seven men chosen for the original group of American astronauts. 3 years later, on February 20th, 1962, John Glenn made history.
Godspeed, John Glenn. 10, 9, 8, 7.
Roger, Bermuda, stand by. This is Friendship 7, fuel 103.
Riding in the cramped one-man space capsule named Friendship 7, John Glenn circled the Earth three times and splashed down safely at sea. The mission, which lasted less than 5 hours, made him the first American to orbit the Earth. Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin had become the first human to do so 1 year earlier. Glenn says his flight was an important breakthrough for the fledgling U.S. space program in its Cold War-era space race with the Soviet Union.
We were behind the Russians at that time. We were very concerned that the Soviets had gotten ahead of us technologically. We just wanted to get going and get caught up.
Besides competition from Moscow, Glenn and the other early astronauts had to worry about their rockets blowing up and the unknown physical effects of space travel.
One of the things was, would your eyeballs change shape? And if you look over in the Smithsonian at the top of the instrument panel in my spacecraft, Friendship 7, there are some little miniature eye charts over there that I was to read, different sizes of print, that I was to read every 20 minutes during flight to see whether my eyes were changing shape or not.
John Glenn left the astronaut program in 1964 to enter politics. He was elected to represent Ohio in the U.S. Senate in 1974 and kept the seat for 24 years. On Capitol Hill, Senator Glenn was known for a keen interest in defense and nuclear nonproliferation, and he remained a staunch supporter of America's space program.
You have to, even in bad times or even in recession times, you keep spending some money on research and looking into the future. I think that's what's built this country, has been two things, education, number one, and number two, we poured more of our GNP back into basic fundamental research, and that's where the space program fits in.
The astronaut-turned-senator said that there were tangible benefits to space research that could help people here on Earth.
My views are, ever since I was in the program, that at each step along the way, we should be maximizing the research return that's available to everybody right here. New medicines that could be manufactured up there on a space station, pharmaceuticals, things like that. That are so important to us right here on Earth. And that's the benefit. It's not just to do a high wire act and see how far out into space you can go.
John Glenn always said that if America's space agency needed him again, he'd be ready.
I've already told him when they get around doing their geriatric studies, I'm their guinea pig and they already have a baseline on me.
And he did return to orbit on the Shuttle Discovery in 1998, shortly before retiring from the Senate, becoming the oldest man to go into space. During the nine-day flight, the then 77-year-old Glenn took part in several experiments assessing the effects of space travel on the elderly. Marking NASA's 50th anniversary last year, Glenn returned to Capitol Hill and urged his former colleagues to continue funding space research and the International Space Station.
The output here that comes from this is more advancement of science, research, new things that benefit people right here on Earth. You have two kinds of exploration. One is macro, one's micro. You can go to the moon, Mars, but at the same time, we want doing the micro stuff, too, that's of value to people right here. And that compared to the overall cost of the vehicle up there, the amount of money required to put more people into research is fairly small.
Since retiring from the Senate and returning from space, Glenn and his wife Annie have been putting their efforts into the John Glenn Institute for Public Service at Ohio State University. Through its programs, they work to improve the quality of public service and encourage young people to pursue careers in government, on Earth and perhaps one day on Mars. I'm Faith Lapidus.